Britain's new cabinet agreed to cut the pay of all ministers by 5%, the first step in what is to be a major effort to cut Britain's national deficit. Analyst Kerry Brown of the London-based research group Chatham House compared Britain's deficit to that of Greece, where financial problems have led to massive cuts in spending and deep social unrest.
The UK government has got to make some pretty savage cuts because its public debt is so high. I think it's over 12% of GDP. When you think Greece is, 13.5% of GDP? It's a big deficit to be carrying. It's a big, big deficit.
Britain's deficit stands at almost $250 billion. The new government has promised an emergency budget within 50 days and has already said it will cut spending by nearly $10 billion this financial year. New Prime Minister David Cameron says savings can be achieved by getting rid of inefficiencies. Christian Schwager from Britain's Durham University says Mr. Cameron also talks about devolving power to the people.
The idea of rolling back the state is very much at the heart of the Cameron agenda. What it means, if you look at what they're really advocating, is basically withdrawing state funding from public services such as schools and police forces and really just asking people to do more by themselves.
He says that plan is in line with traditional conservative economic policy and at odds with the ideas of its predecessor, the Labour Party. Former Prime Minister Gordon Brown invested heavily in the public sector and believed the government had to keep spending in order to get Britain out of the recession. Mr. Brown resigned earlier this week after a coalition was formed between the centre-right Conservatives and the left-leaning Liberal Democrats. The deal was made after a general election last week gave no party an overall majority in Parliament. Mark Wickham-Jones from the University of Bristol says the Conservatives and the Liberal Democrats differ on a number of policies and the markets may not react well to that.
They'll be a little bit nervous about this. Markets don't like coalitions. They don't like uncertainty. So that may be resolved with this agreement, but they also don't like it if there are too many mouths to feed, too many demands on the table.
The markets reacted well when the new government said it would start tackling the deficit immediately. Other expected legislation is a plan for a banking levy and a commission to investigate the possibility of separating retail and investment banking. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, London.